So, I know I said that we would be reading The Marketplace by Laura Antoneau, but I just read the first chapter of it, and honestly, I currently hate it, so I'm switching it up to something that I enjoy. A book that I've read about half of, but didn't get to finish, but I really enjoyed it and thought that the writing was amazing. So instead, we will be reading The Reluctant Dom by Timber Dalton, written in 2012. So let's begin. I made her three promises when we got married, Seth. I would never lie to her. I would always take care of her. I would protect her, never let anyone hurt her again. Seth watched his friend swirl the bourbon and ice in his drink. Caden had laid his glasses on the table, and his face looked haggard and worn. There was something deeply wrong with his friend tonight. They'd known each other over 40 years, since they were babies and their moms were best friends, and this was plain wrong. Caden met his friend's concerned glance. I love her, Seth. She's my life. What am I going to do? What are you talking about, dude? You're freaking me out. Caden sat back in his chair. I went to the doctor today. Seth felt a mental chill. Are you gonna make me beat it out of you, or what? Caden took another drink. This was their weekly boys' night out, but Seth knew this was nothing like any other night. I'm dying, Caden whispered. This had to be a horrible practical joke. Caden was always looking for a way to get one up on Seth and sucker him in. Dude, that's not funny. You don't fucking joke about something like that. Do I look like I'm laughing? Seth studied him, a cold, hard rock of emotion settling in his stomach. What the fuck? I've got cancer. Best guess is a year or so. Well, you need to get a second opinion. Maybe the doctor's wrong. They can be wrong, you know. Caden looked at his glass again. This was my third opinion. Pancreatic cancer. Inoperable. Numb shock engulfed Seth. This man was his brother in everything except name and blood. There were a few years they were even separated by distance while Seth was in the army, and even then, they'd emailed and talked on the phone as much as possible. Other than that, they'd been close. They've got medicine, radiation, chemo. There's got to be something. No. I refuse to spend the time that I've got left like that. They said it'll only buy me months, if I'm lucky. I'd rather not spend it puking my guts up. But there's got to be something. Caden shook his head. I refuse to go out like my dad did. I go out on my terms. He took another sip of his drink. What do you say in a situation like that? Seth shook his head. Fuck. He took a swig of beer. How's Leah holding up? He quietly asked. I haven't told her yet. He stared at his friend in disbelief. What do you mean you haven't told her? I wanted to make sure before I did. I saw the first two doctors last week, and they all agree on the diagnosis. And the prognosis. Poor Leah. They'd been married nearly 20 years. Seth was overseas in the army when Caden met and married her in the span of 3 months. Seth had immediately liked her when he had returned home and got to meet her. She was good for Cade. Seth was lost in a swirl of emotions. Caden had to repeat his question. How's the apartment hunting going? What the fuck? Cade had just dropped the bomb that he was dying and now he was asking about that? Seth numbly shook his head while still trying to process Caden's news. I'm still looking. It's hard since I'm in school and shit. I'm sick of living at Ben's place and need to get the back out on my own. Seth's older brother had insisted on him staying with them during Seth's divorce. So you're finally free of the bitch, I knew the papers had to be coming soon. Paperwork came through last week. I'm officially divorced. Only took 2 years and losing my ass. He looked at Caden and refocused on the discussion at hand. Quit changing the fucking subject. Caden knowingly smiled. I wasn't.
You were.
Caden sat back. We need to have a talk.
Fuck that. You need to get your ass home and tell Leah.
Caden's gray eyes settled on his. I need to talk to you first, he said, his voice dropping to a soft, steady tone. Seriously. Seth took a deep breath.
Okay, what?
I want you to move in with us. Seth blinked.
What?
We've got plenty of room.
What?
He'd wake up any minute from this nightmare, or whacked out dream, or whatever the fuck it was. This could not be real, couldn't be happening.
Caden leaned forward and dropped his voice even further. I need you to hear me out, without interruption. I don't want you to give me a yes or no tonight, okay? Can you do that for me?
Seth slowly nodded. Caden's eyes never left his. I need to tell you a few things about myself. About Leah. I need you to listen so that you understand where I'm coming from, because this is hard enough for me to talk about without justifying myself to my best friend. Okay? Promise?
Seth nodded again.
Caden was the Still Waters Run Deep poster boy. They were close, but while Seth could dump everything on the table, Caden played everything close to the vest. He always had. Maybe that was why he'd been happily married for nearly 2 decades, and Seth was on his 3rd ex-wife.
Caden clasped his hands together. You know I love Leah. She's my fucking life. I have never cheated on her, and she's never cheated on me.
Seth nodded. He knew. He'd seen and envied their obvious love and passion for years. Any moron could see how devoted they were to each other. Lucky bastard. There's a few things I've never told you. About Leah's past. About how we met. Some of that doesn't need to be told tonight. You'll learn about it soon enough. Suffice it to say, she was a fucking mess when we met. I probably saved her life. She had a horrible life before we got together.
Caden took a deep breath.
Leah's not just my wife, Seth. She's my slave. I'm her master. Her dom.
Okay, he was definitely being played. Seth fought and lost the battle against his grin, relief flooding in.
You're fucking with me. God damn it, you got me again, you son of a bitch. You really fucking had me scared there for a minute, dude. That was so not funny.
That explained everything.
Caden had managed to pull the ultimate punked job on him. Relief started to displace his fear.
Caden's eyes, his serious gaze, never changed.
I'm not fucking with you, he softly said. I need you to hear me out. You promised. The hard, cold rock in Seth's stomach rolled over. He swallowed hard and nodded as his momentary relief retreated. Caden continued. Seth saw something for the first time in his life that nearly horrified him. Tears in Caden's eyes. We've been into it since a little after we met. It wasn't something we planned. It just happened. I didn't set out wanting to do it, but she needed it. It helped her heal. I know that sounds weird, but trust me, it did. If you'd seen her before... He paused, took another drink. If you'd known her when I first met her, you'd know what I was talking about. I promised her I would protect her and take care of her. That's what I've always done.
I don't have a lot of time to put things in order because even though they found it relatively early, this form of cancer is aggressive and moves fast. I need to know that when I'm gone, there's going to be someone I trust with her life to step into my shoes and take over and keep those promises for me. That was when his eyes did tear up, and he angrily brushed them away. I need to know that she's safe. I want to be sure she won't kill herself or go looking for what she needs and end up with some asshole who will abuse her. Seth felt numb and wondered when the hell he'd wake up. This could not be real. His brain was not accepting that this was really happening. He knew his voice sounded soft and weak, emotional shock creeping in. What are you asking me, dude? I want you to come over for dinner tomorrow night. Don't call Leah. Just show up at 7. I need to talk to her and break the news to her and tell her what I want to do. I don't want your answer tonight. I want you to seriously think about this. I want you to move in with us. You can go to school and finish your degree, and I'll teach you what you need to know to take care of her. Caden reached out and grabbed Seth's arm, his grip almost painfully firm. Please, I need you to seriously think about this for me. This was too much for Seth to process at one time. You're dropping the bomb on me that you're dying, and now you're asking me to what, fucking beat your wife for you after you die? Are you shitting me? Not only couldn't he grasp that Caden was dying, he couldn't process that his respectable, successful, soft-spoken, and kind-hearted friend of 40 years had a secret life that Seth knew nothing about. Caden vigorously shook his head. It's not like that at all. There's a lot of stuff I can't tell you unless you promise to help us, because it's personal, between me and Leah. And there's some stuff that you won't understand unless you see it in person. It's not like the bullshit you see on the internet. I mean, yeah, some people are into that, but it's not like that for us. We are 24/7. We live this. We're happy living this. Caden took a deep breath. Lee's healed because of it. But she needs things, Seth. She's always going to need certain things. I'm worried that when I'm gone, if she goes looking to others who don't know her, who don't care about her, it'll hurt her and put her back in that bad place emotionally where she could have died, if she doesn't kill herself to start with. Caden released Seth's arm. I'm also a teacher. Those weekend seminars we go to? I do a lot of instructional stuff. I teach Shibari. Alternate dimension. That was it. He'd fallen through a fucking wormhole. What? Shibari. Japanese rope bondage. Caden took another drink. And a few whip classes. Please, come to dinner tomorrow night. I can explain it better then. Show you. I've never asked you for anything before, man. I need you. We need you. Please. Seth felt a wave of guilt. No, Caden had never asked him for anything before. Ever. Caden, however, had yanked his ass out of the fire more than he cared to remember. He thought about it for a long moment. Okay, I'll come to dinner, but I can't promise you I'll tell you yes. I don't even know what you want me to do. Hell, he couldn't even promise he'd be sober after this bombshell. Hope lit Caden's face. That's all I'm asking for. Just to hear me out. You don't know that Leah will go for this. She will. Trust me. She will.